are originally a logging community whose last sawmill closed in 1977. The town of McCall is now an all-season tourist destination for outdoor recreation. It's also home to about 3,000 year-round residents. And one of the mainstays of this mountain town is the local public library. It may be small, but some say it's a mighty library. And with more and more people flocking to McCall to live and to recreate, the needs of the community are expanding. And one of those needs, a new library facility that will expand information services and civic needs for McCall and Valley County as a whole. Only one catch, though. Money needs to be raised to make this dream a reality. Well, joining me by phone today are president of the McCall Library Foundation, Laura Beschdel, and the director of the McCall Public Library, Meg Lojek. And in the interest of full transparency, you should all know that Meg is also my sister-in-law. Welcome to the program.
Thank you so much, Gemma.
Thank you, Gemma.
Thank you. So I have just some quick questions about this. First, let us know, how old is the current library? And also, what types of limitations do you have in your current space?
Sure. Thanks, Gemma. So our current library is, well, almost as old as I am. It was built in 1973. And at that time in our library, there were about 5,000 books on the shelf. And the library's main mission was really mostly surrounding those books. So fast forward to today, we now have nearly seven times that amount of books. And our professional library architects have estimated our library is about 53% overcrowded. For example, when we order new books into our library, every two books we get in, we need to discard at least one going out. And also, our mission these days expands much beyond the books now as well.
And talk about that, Meg, because, you know, libraries have really changed how they work in a community. You're right. It used to be about you go to the library, you check out a book. But now it's a real gathering place, and especially for you know, things civically within the community. And that's definitely happening in McCall, correct?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you're right, Gemma. Again, the mission has gone beyond the books. We have so many programs. We partner with so many community organizations. And one of the highest demands is the need for meeting space in this town, a public meeting space where different civic groups, Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts can use an indoor space. I know you're familiar with our long winters, and that indoor public space is really, it's not only at a premium, it almost doesn't exist other than in the library itself. And I know Laura is really familiar with that problem when we get to talk about the limitations of our current space is the overcrowding.
Yeah, and I think one thing, Meg, that you had mentioned to me before is talking about the long winters is you get a lot of tourists coming up. I mean, all seasons, but especially in the winter. And you said a lot of times you see, you know, massive amounts of tourists coming into the library because maybe, you know, dad wants to ski, but mom and the kids are like, you know what, we want to do something else today. And one of the places to go is the library. So this isn't just about the year-round residents in McCall. You have a huge influx of tourists that come into your area.
Sure. Gemma, this is Laura, and I'd love to speak to that. We have tons of visitors to our library, both McCall City residents, Valley County residents, and folks from out of town. So non-residents attend programs and events. They have options for buying a year membership or a three-month membership. And when they come to McCall to visit, they really take advantage of these programs. So, for example, in the summer, Treasure Valley residents are going to come and spend longer periods of time here. And those with kids often will enroll their elementary age kids in our summer reading program so that those kids are staying active with their learning and their reading throughout the summer. And as anybody who's been to McCall knows, this is a fabulous, beautiful, and very special place. Not only do we have lakes, mountains, rivers, trails, but this is a vibrant community, and people that have been here know it is, and they feel that it's a home away from home. The McCall is truly, it's alive. It's alive with intellectual interests, with educational resources. Here at the library, we have classes, book clubs, discussion groups. And this is a real place, both for people who live in McCall and people who are visiting. It's an important part of their experience of being in McCall, and they want to get together and connect with one another in the library.
And Laura, tell me about some of the limitations the current library has. I mean, it's more than 40 years old. So, I mean, of course, the technology-wise, but A, the limitations.
Sure.
And what would a new library look like?
Yeah, Definitely. Well, as Meg mentioned, overcrowding is a big problem. So if you come to an evening program, our central discussion area might be filled, and then people are stacked four or five deep into the book aisles, kind of tiptoeing, trying to see and lean in to listen to what's going on. There's a really limited staff work area with no private offices, no break room. Parts of the building are actually no longer ADA or building code compliant. So the physical limitations are huge. And we certainly have that high demand for our programs. And a new library would provide that space for us to stretch our wings and allow full participation in those programs. Right now, our current library is at 4,000 square feet, and the new library would be roughly 12,000 square feet, so triple the footprint.
I'm speaking with President of the McCall Library Foundation, Laura Bechtel, and the Director of the McCall Public Library, Meg Lojek. We're talking about the need for a new library in the city of McCall. Okay, so let's talk money, because this can't be built without money, without the help from the public. Tell me, Laura, if you could, how much money has been raised so far, but what do you need raised? Because you're at a point where this honestly cannot be built unless you have the funds.
That is true, Gemma. We need the support, and that support is going to come from both private and public sectors. So as a collaboration between those, we're going to have a total of $6 million to build the new library. And at this point, we've raised approximately $500,000.
So you need $5.5 million.
That's right.
And can some more money come from grants, or is this really a push to ask the public to get involved and to make a difference?
Yeah, great question. At this point, we have a capital campaign, and we have ambassadors going out in the community and connecting with individual donors. And at this early stage, that's our focus right now. Grants will play a really important role, and there are some that make sense to look at now and some that will come into play later. But public support is huge, and we're so excited that the listeners are learning about this. If they have interest in donating or learning more, we encourage them to visit our website, McCallLibraryFoundation.org, and learn about ways that they can support our library expansion.
And we'll make sure we put that website on our website as well, so it's easy for people to find. Meg, I have a question for you. So with the current library where it's located, and it's in a great area, I mean, it's really accessible in the downtown area, where would the new library be, and then what would happen to this space, this current library space?
Yeah, sure. So our new library will be located basically at the same location as our current library, which is right in the center of downtown. We're at the terminus of 2nd Street, and when we look out our front windows, we see the beautiful, large Christmas tree. They decorate with the Christmas lights at the Christmas season. That's right on the shores of Payette Lake and the edge of Art Roberts Park there. So we will have our same location, but we will extend our building a little bit to the front and a lot to the side, and we'll also go up one floor. So we would be the kind of the anchor or the bookend, as some people call us, with the Payette Lake on one side and the library on the other side of 2nd Street. With our expansion, then, we would have that second story, and we'll definitely take advantage of the views going down toward the lake. And then on the old library that you asked about, that building will remain. It will be a part of our new project, but it will also house a large community meeting space. It will seat approximately 80 people, and that can be used for city council meetings, for movie screenings, for other large, for example, author visits or lectures or things like that. And then we'll also have a greater synergy with our city recreation department. So we are a city library, and a lot of the families we serve are the same as the rec department. So, for example, we would have a nice interface incorporating that old library, one-stop shopping, where a family can come in and sign up for softball or check on the skate park schedule and also check out their library books at the same time. The final part I want to tell you about in our old library is kind of the most exciting. The old library building is not structurally sound enough to support a second story itself. So the second story will be part of the new construction. But part of our plan is to have a rooftop garden on top of the old library. And it is the southern exposure. We have a lot of nice sunshine. And that garden would incorporate not only some nice leisure reading spaces when the weather's nice, but also a learning garden for the preschoolers. So they would plant their vegetables, and we learn about basic vocabulary in the growth cycle and nutrition, and also a pollinator garden for the bees, and encouraging that kind of healthy environmental awareness, and really kind of encouraging the interaction between the building and our beautiful surroundings here in McCall.
Well, and what a great way to incorporate every person in your community. I mean, it sounds like you guys have really thought about this all the way from, we're talking, you know, toddlers and preschoolers to retirees who come to live in McCall. I mean, this does sound like if you could do this, it will serve every resident of your area.
Gemma, that's so true. I grew up here in McCall, and around 1985, I was riding my mom's shoulders to come to the same library and check out records of Reading Rainbow and Puff the Magic Dragon. And now this morning I brought my 2-year-old son and my infant daughter to story time. So from the very youth to the retirees going to classes, the English as a second language classes, the book club groups, we have Doing Democracy discussion groups, Tech Tuesday, Makerspace, after school programs for K through 12. There's all kinds of things happening for all ages in our community, and it really reflects the diversity of our community and the needs and passions that community has.
Well, I want to thank both of you for joining me today and talking about this. And of course, if anyone is interested, we will put the information on our website so that you know how to get in touch with the McCall Library Foundation to hopefully make this dream a reality. My guests today include President of the McCall Library Foundation, Laura Beschdel, and the Director of the McCall Public Library, Meg Lojack. Thank you both so much for joining me today. So appreciate it.
Thanks, Gemma.
Thank you.